this guy who tried to make like a rocket on his sled. You want to hear about this guy?
A rocket on his sled?
He took a car muffler and he had some gunpowder.
It's like a Jada rocket on a Chevy.
I thought of the Jada rocket.
Yeah,
or whatever
sure.
Thing is.
Yeah, yeah. Jada rocket.
Gasoline. And what else did he?
That's it.
I think that's it.
He had his buddy light it.
But although he was wearing a cape.
Yeah.
I guess he was kind of bombed. He had a helmet on and
a cape. Oh, boy.
He's 62 years old and a little bit intoxicated. And apparently, he got about halfway down the hill on this rocket sled.
Oh, boy.
And the thing blew up.
Blew up.
Yeah. And all the neighbors. Yeah, he's got like, I guess he's burned over 18% of his body. It doesn't sound like it's life-threatening or anything, but, you know.
It just probably melted the cape right into plastic that probably stuck to his skin.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
It could happen.
But, anyway.
Oh, man.
I'd love to get some play-by-play on that.
I'd love to see the video. Is there any video of that?
No.
How could you undertake something like that and not shoot video?
I agree. They had neighbors on the news, and they were all kind of things. We just heard a real loud, thought it was an explosion or something.
Wow.
One claimed that it shook their house.
Shook their house?
I can't believe that. I mean, that's...
Well, if it shook their house, it would have killed him.
Well, he's got...
This isn't rocket science.
He's got, what, like 20% of his body is third degree.
Yeah, but he's going to be okay.
But Phil, shake your house?
I know.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, all the neighbors said it sounded like a gunshot.
Well, wait a minute. Let's examine this. All right, so he had a sled, right? A basic sled?
Yeah. Yep.
A toboggan or like a sled?
It sounded like a sled. I mean, they didn't give that much information
on
it. A
little plastic sled.
Okay, do we know exactly how it was configured? No.
No, we don't. Trust me. I don't know if we want to go there.
So there's no pictures that come along with this.
Is this the 911 call?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, beautiful.
911? I don't know, stunt gone bad, I guess. Sort of a homemade firework thing went wrong.
Oh, boy.
I would say.
Homemade fireworks thing.
Man, if anybody witnessed that or knows that guy, I mean, how many 62-year-olds do you know that go out in the snow and put gunpowder in a car muffler with, you know, gasoline? Oh, it just sounded really kind of nuts.
That was half-baked from the very beginning.
But you know what? It sounded like he made it halfway down the hill. What they didn't report on was how fast was he going when it blew up. Was he going really, really fast?
Because,
I mean, it sounded like it could have been cool for a minute.
Well, had it functioned, I mean, he would have probably ended up killed in the most spectacular fashion.
Yeah, but
you
spectacular.
Know,
craning
into a
like
tree.
The Jada Rocket guy.
Yeah, craning into a tree at 180 miles per hour.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
I gotta get me one of those.
And then once he hits the tree, then all of a sudden the fuel source all kabloom. Wow.
Well, it sounded like it was awfully loud. What line?
That's terrific.
Oh, was he a witness?
Yeah.
Let's see. Brian, you there?
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Good, thank you. What did you know something about this?
Yeah, it's just like out of Chevy Chase and Christmas Vacation. I took the kids there. We actually got to the hill probably 15 minutes after this happened. The ambulance was still there.
Yeah.
But they still had the sled right on the hill. It was a big plastic one.
Yeah.
It looked like a car bike muffler. It looked more like a Harley Davidson muffler, not like a car muffler.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But it was probably a good 12-foot diameter burn spot right on the hill in the snow itself.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
12-foot circle.
Holy smokes.
I have no idea, y'all. He was trying to get combustion out of what he was doing. I mean, it looked hilarious, actually. I have no idea how it could even work.
Yeah.
Hey, where was this exactly, Brian?
Right off Waterford, right off the exit off the freeway there. It's like a huge public service drive, a big mountain everybody goes to.
Oh, my God.
Did he have a lot of space? I mean, if this thing had shot him off at like 120 miles an hour, would he have had a long way to go?
It was a small hill. It would have been too much power for that hill, but he hit it right in front of everybody. I mean, there was kids there and everything. I mean, anybody could have got hurt.
Did anybody say if he was going really fast before it blew up?
Nobody really got a speed, but from the gouge in the hill itself, it looked like he burned himself down the hill pretty quick.
God, why didn't they videotape this?
I've never heard of such a thing. Something like that, you're not going to videotape it? That's insane.
Everyone videotapes, but
of course they do.
Again, a 62-year-old guy who's a little buzzed, I guess. So.
Yeah, but still. Oh, man.
Well,
drag.
See what we can find out on that. If somebody witnessed witnessed that. Man, I just got to believe this guy was flying when he took off before the explosion.
Yeah, once he ignited the thing. Wow. We're always trying to hook rockets to things. Remember that guy with a VW that put a jet turbine engine in the back of his VW? Remember that guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He fired up in his driveway, but I think he was going to at some point take it out to the flat somewhere.
Nope, we may have another witness. It's funny, I didn't know we had this many spies out in Independence Township.
This guy's mad.
He's mad?
He claims he's the one that made the 911 call.
Oh!
Harry.
Can you load the 911 call? We can compare the voice?
Yeah.
Harry.
Okay. Let's listen to the call first. Why is he mad, Mark?
Well, I'll let him tell you.
Okay.
Two.
911. I don't know, a stunt gone bad, I guess. Sort of a homemade firework thing went wrong.
Fireworks.
We're pulling the full version, too.
Okay.
Harry?
Oh.
Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter, Harry?
You know, it's not a moment I particularly care to relive a whole bunch, and every time I turn the news, I'm not hearing my voice on the air.
Oh, you're angry because your 911 call is on the television?
No, I'm more angry about the way they're portraying my friend. Yeah, it's kind of a redneck moment. Momentary lapse of reason.
Well, wait, I'm not sure the best way, if you're upset about your voice being in the media, I'm not sure the best way to fix it is to call a radio station, because now your voice is out there even more.
Yeah, well, I just don't like the way my friend is being portrayed.
So obviously you know the guy. Hey, listen, the biggest question I have about this, why wasn't this videotaped? I mean, if this had been successful, it would have been quite spectacular.
Not sure if that's where he wants to go.
I don't know about that one, man. I don't.
I mean, okay. It worked. I mean, certainly he set about to be successful. I'm sure he didn't plan to fail.
Let me find out from Harry, just how exactly do you think he should have been portrayed in the media?
Well, you know, we ran the news, Channel 2 news off. We didn't want it to even get out, you know?
Wait, you mean before you did this, or before this guy did this, the news media, the television stations were interested in this little stunt?
No, the only thing we can figure is that maybe they're listening to the police scanner, because the neighbors...
Oh, they do. Yeah, they look...
Calling, they were calling, news channels were calling them after the 911.
No, they do. They listen to 911, they look at police blotters.
He's saying they showed up after the accident, not before. I thought he was suggesting that he ran them off... Like, so they could do it.
No.
In other words, you ran them off, okay, because your buddy, you didn't want him to be on TV like that, I guess.
Yeah, so, no, they monitor that stuff. That's how they get on the scene of so many, you know, accidents and problems out there while they're still in progress.
But wait, Harry, how should he have been portrayed? I mean, this is not a really well-thought-out thing. I mean, he had a hefty trash bag cape, didn't he?
He had a trash bag on, yes, and he had the helmet on, put the helmet on, and leathers underneath for in case something like this happened.
But, okay, so how should he have been portrayed?
Well, it's just, you know, this is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want.
No, that's great, but what he did was kind of, you know, crazy, and apparently, was he drinking?
He had a few.
Okay, how do you think they were going to portray this? Because it's sort of one of those wacky stunt gone wrong, you know, silly crazy guy in Independence Township stories. I mean, I don't know how else they could have portrayed it.
Oh, this is why we didn't want it to get out.
Yeah, but it's going to get out because he hurt himself. There was an explosion. All the neighbors heard it. I mean, they called the cops too. They want to know what the hell blew up.
When there's a 911 call, it's going to get out. When there's an explosion, it's going to get out. It just becomes news, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is, man. You know, that's just how it is.
So,
but I don't think though. I think you're looking at it too heavily, though. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I think it's cool what he set out to do. I wish he'd been successful.
Except that he was
hurt. If he'd been successful, I think it may have killed him. Actually, though.
Yeah, and he was. He's got some burns. Yeah. How badly was he hurt, Harry?
You know, I almost lost a good friend to something kind of, you know, redneckish, I guess. But
yeah,
you know, you got to understand where I'm coming from.
No, Harry, I understand where you're coming from. You're upset. Your friend was hurt. I guess you'd like him to be portrayed as an explorer, as a really brilliant mind who just, you know, was a little bit shy of something fantastic.
Yeah, a guy blazing the trail,
but that's
just
not how the media tends to, you know.
An inventor.
I don't think that's how anybody was going to look at it after it blew up.
I just don't think it's cool, you know, but it's like you guys said, it's how it is.
Yeah, it's just reality.
Okay,
I don't think the emotion you're giving it is required, really. He's okay. I mean, he's going to be fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
going to
be fine.
I think Harry's coming to terms with it.
Listen, I think it's an admirable thing you set out to do.
It's just a vortex of emotions you've got the excitement of, you know, this rocket sled. Your buddies come up with this brilliant plan, and it looks good for about, I don't know, how far did he go before it blew up, Harry?
He didn't.
Wait, it didn't move at all?
It blew up right away?
No.
What?
Yeah, it blew up right away.
Oh, blew up right away. Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, so it blows up, and that's very disappointing. So you got the, you know, real emotional, a vortex of emotions, as I said.
So he had a muffler stuffed with gunpowder, right?
I don't know what was in it. He just had it wrapped around his shoulder, pointing up in the air.
It was wrapped around his shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem, because that metal's going to heat up and burn him, just the pipe itself, you know?
It was not terribly well thought out. I don't think it was very thorough in terms of the engineering effort.
Did he have a fuse to it, or how did he ignite it?
I don't even know.
Okay, all right.
If we had known exactly what he had done, this would have never happened.
Yeah, I got you.
Harry, if you could rewind, would you not have picked up the phone and called the radio station? Do you kind of understand how it works now?
No, I think I got my point across.
Yeah, no, you got your
point
across.
No, you made a great point. No question.
Everything's cool, man. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harry.
All right, brother.
Thanks for listening, my man.
Your name is Harry, isn't it?
There, we got some video of it up there. There's the hill. There's the debris field. There's the sled.
Look at that thing.
It's as blackened as Lady Gaga was at the Grammys.
What? What? Wow. What did Harry want to take place? Was he upset about the... Yeah, it was. They did. I think the word redneck was used, and there were some unfortunate adjectives and descriptions.
Well, I think if you're going to do something like this, you have to be ready for anything. you have to throw any kind of sensitivity about anything out the window. I think Harry knows that now.
I just don't think there was any thought put into this at all, other than that, hey, this could really make me go really fast.
This was
the guy was drinking.
Yeah,
he's 62 years old. He's known for stunts, apparently. That's kind of what they implied. But anyway, all right.
Yeah.